Usually there are sources in Kabbalistic works. Sometimes rabbis make them up. If they're in Kabbalah, they themselves give a brother to it. Okay, so step number one is mission. Mission of Jew. Am Kadosh, Segula, Mamlechus Kohen. Step number two was husbands and wives had to separate from marital intimacy for several days before Matan Torah, because it was thought that that type of relationship would take away from the concentration that was needed for Matan Torah. Step number three, I'm just giving you this Matan Torah step. Step number three was they had to physically separate from Har Sinai, both people and animals, could not approach the mountain because God's Shekhinah was going to be on that mountain. And they were not allowed to approach the mountain until after the Ten Commandments. And there was a long shofar blast that would be the siren or the signal that the Shekhinah has left the mountain. That is one of the reasons, by the way, why after Yom Kippur we blow a shofar blast, because it's really a reminder that God's divine presence that was so close to us is going back to Shemayim. Little sad, that blowing of the shofar. By the way, as a little aside, isn't it interesting that Har Sinai had Kedusha during Matan Torah? We're not allowed to approach it. But once Matan Torah was over, it no longer had Kedusha. And why doesn't it become permanently holy? Why isn't Har Sinai a holy place? And Bechlal, why wasn't the Torah given in a holy place? Why was the Torah given in Chutz La'aretz? Shouldn't the Torah have been given in Eretz Yisrael? And there's an important message here. Hashem wants you to know that your ability to observe the Torah should not be limited to a particular place. If Hashem would have given the Torah in Eretz Yisrael, a Jew in Golis might have thought, I can't keep the Torah, I'm not in Eretz Yisrael. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka gave the Torah outside of Eretz Yisrael, so that although we cannot really keep the Torah fully except in Eretz Yisrael, that is true, but a person has to know that wherever you are, you connect to Hashem. And that is why Har Sinai is not given to Kedusha. Because if the whole purpose of Hashem giving Torah in Har Sinai is to tell you that even if a place is not holy, you can keep the Torah. In other words, the whole purpose was that it wasn't holy, so you can't turn around and say it becomes a holy place. That would defeat the whole idea that Torah does not depend on place. And that's an important message, not just Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. It's an important message about life generally. Because we often look around at people who maybe have better yichus than us. They live in a more religious environment than us. You look at Me'asharim and somebody might be descended from 100 generations of Rabbanim and Rebbetzins. And we sometimes might feel, if only I had the right family, the right background, the right friends, the right schools, the right chavrusas, then I could serve Hashem. But Nebuch, I come from Arizona or Utah or North Carolina, and I don't have enough. Anybody who comes from any of those states, probably, you know, I guess it's probably not.
Arizona.
So what?
Arizona.
Okay. And Nebuch, now what can I become? So here's something you have to know. Yes, the person who was raised with hundreds of generations of Yichus has a very, very beautiful gift that we don't have. But you have gifts that they don't have. From your background, from your struggles, from your illness, from your challenges, you have the koach to build a unique and special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the place where you're standing is holy ground, that Maschaydash, the Chafetz Chaim says, Hashem is speaking to every one of us in every generation. What you are and where you are is Admas Kodesh. You don't need to be somebody else. You don't need to be someplace else. within you is Kedusha. Because when you try to be somebody else, by definition, you're always going to be second rate. Because you're just imitating somebody else. Your avodah in life is not to be somebody else. Your avodah in life is to be you. To look at your life, to look at your struggles, to identify your kochos. And that is why the Torah was given in a nondescript place, Har Sinai, as if to say, every place is capable of Torah. Every person is capable of Torah. Okay. Yeah.
What about, I'm not sure if it's a midrash, but I think it was the whole thing with, like, the only reason, it was like a story of the queen or something, she was abandoned, and she said, and they, but the king said, like, the only reason that you have to still wear your crown is so you're used to, like, wearing your crown, like, the initial was that, the initial is that, like, the only reason you're really looking for and so far is that.
Yeah. No, there is. You understand right? There is a medrash that Rashi himself brings in Chumash that the reason we keep the mitzvos in bubbles is just so we will remember how to do them when we come back to Eretz Yisrael. That Rashi implies that the Torah is not outside of Eretz Yisrael. Your part of it, that is an approach in Chazal. I mean, you can say there are different approaches. I mean, some use the idea of the Torah given in the Midbar as the opposite. That Torah is above. That's why the Haggadah says in the verse, Ilu nasan lanu es haTorah, v'lo yichnisanu li'eretz Yisrael ha'amin. What does that mean? If Hashem would have given us the Torah, and even if He would not have brought us into Eretz Yisrael, that would have been enough to be grateful, because the Torah could have been kept even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Well, there are different perspectives, and all I can say is that we have two different ideas in our heads. And that is, idea number one is, wherever you are, you can be an Eved Hashem. Idea number two is, the highest level of avodah is an Eved Hashem. But the point is, what you have to be careful is, don't use that high ideal. Now, sometimes a person figures, if I can only be an Eved Hashem in Eretz Yisrael, then when I'm back in Kutzlar, it's, you know, there's no use of working on this. That's where you run into a real problem. That even if you're not doing the perfect level, you still have to grow and increase your avodah Hashem wherever you are. You can't use Eretz Yisrael as an excuse for not growing